And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 29th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Anton Chekhov, born in Ukraine, 1860. He planned to become a doctor, in fact started writing as a way to make money to support his family while he was in medical school. He wrote comic sketches for magazines, and then, in spite of the rigors of medical school and in spite of his very active social life, he managed to be quite prolific. He even wrote a novel, The Shooting Party. Finished medical school, worked as a doctor for 8 years, and though medicine was his chief occupation, he kept writing. In 1892, he bought an estate 40 miles outside of Moscow, moved to the country to write full-time. Over the next 6 years, he wrote short stories mainly, but also the play The Seagull. At the turn of the 20th century, he focused more on plays for the Moscow Art Theater of Stanislavski, though he and Stanislavski had very different views of his work. Chekhov saw his work as comedy and Stanislavski as pathetic tragedy, especially The Cherry Orchard, Chekhov's last play. Even though Chekhov was seriously ill with tuberculosis, he went off to Moscow to try to tell them how to do it, how to perform the play. It had its premiere in 1904, January the 17th, and even though Chekhov was convinced that Stanislavski had completely misunderstood the play, it was a great commercial and artistic success. A few months later, Chekhov went to Germany to a spa on the advice of his doctor, suffered a series of heart attacks. The doctor offered him sips of champagne, which was supposed to be beneficial to people with heart conditions, and Chekhov remarked that he hadn't had champagne for ages. He then turned on his side, closed his eyes as if to take a nap, and he died. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Slicer, Outside of Richmond, Virginia, Sunday. It's the kind of mid-January afternoon, the sky is calm as an empty bed, fields indulgent, black Angus finally sitting down to chew, that makes a girl ride her bike up and down the same muddy track of road between the gray barn and the state highway. All afternoon, the black mutt with the white patch like a slap on his rump, loping after the rear tire, so happy. Right after Sunday dinner, until she can see the headlights out on the dark highway, she rides as though she has an understanding with the track she's opened up in the road, with the two wheels that slide and stutter in the red mud but don't run off from under her, with the dog who knows to stay out of the way but to stay. And even after the winter cold draws tears, makes her nose run, even after both sleeves are used up, she thinks a life couldn't be any better than this, and hers won't be, and it will be very good. A poem by Deborah Slicer, Outside of Richmond, Virginia, Sunday, from The White Calf Kicks, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.